Good evening, everybody. This is Frank Allen here on WHRW Binghamton. This is Tract or Fiction, the very last tract or fiction of this semester. It's going to be lots of fun. However, this is an extra special Tract or Fiction tonight because it's particularly something else. So the very first thing I actually want to say tonight is that this program may contain language or materials that may be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the engineer and their guests and Jack Chick and may not reflect the views of the management of other WHR or other WHR station members. Therefore, we advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should even listen to this show. All right. Now, the name of this tract that we're doing tonight is Lisa. And like I said, it's a very special episode, so don't be surprised that we're going to do some things a little bit different towards the end, but we're just going to start off with Lisa right now. Lisa.
Wait, what did you say? We're doing Lisa?
Ba-dum-tsh. That's the name of the tract we're doing.
Oh.
Let's not give it away now. All right, we're going to do this tract named Lisa by Jack Chick.
Our story begins in the home of Henry Walker and his family, a home Henry shares with his wife, Linda, and his daughters. Unfortunately, it is not a happy home.
Look at all these bills piling up! What are you going to do about it? I'm doing all I can. I'm working all hours of the night getting pinched by drunken old men. I shouldn't have to take this. It's your responsibility, Henry. Aren't you the man of the house?
Get off my back, Linda. I've been out all day looking for a job, and I'm damn tired. There just isn't anything to be found. I can't even whore myself out. We've gone through this before. Quit throwing it in my face!
You girls turn off that TV and get your work done! I want the floors mopped and the dishes done!
Aw, my mommy!
There's leftovers in the fridge for you to heat up for your dad. Make sure you clean up for yourself. I don't want to find a mess when I get home!
Linda left to go to work, and a moment later, Henry got up to head out as well.
I've got to get out of here before I go nuts. I need a drink.
I've got to go to the store. I'll be back in about an hour. I expect dinner to be ready when I get home.
Henry headed out to get a quick drink on, and then, passing by a video rental store, he gets an idea for how to spend his evening.
Not just a drink on, but a smoke on, too.
Hey, that might be a good idea. There's nothing on TV tonight.
Henry went into the store and came out a little while later, his pants a little swollen, carrying some mysterious video cassettes. He took them home and slipped them sensually into the VCR and commenced doing his business, until suddenly interrupted by a knock at the door.
Oh, yes. I'd better hide this. Linda will kill me if she finds I've spent more money on porno flicks.
Henry goes to the door to find.
Oh, hi there, Charlie.
You look a little guilty, buddy. What you been up to?
Nothing, Charlie. Just enjoying some good old-fashioned family entertainment.
Good. I'll come in and join you.
Henry puts the pornography back on, and the two men sit there watching four lesbians frolicking in a swimming pool.
Some of this stuff is pretty kinky, Henry. But not as wild as what my daughter told me. You know, Henry, I know your secret.
Look, I've been telling everyone at the general store that I'm not... Oh. What secret? I guess it wasn't that.
I know what's going on with you and Lisa. That's some pretty juicy gossip. I'll keep quiet, old buddy, if we can share and share alike.
Henry grudgingly agrees and begins sharing his lovely daughter's time with his neighbor. 2 months later, however, Henry is called in for a meeting with Lisa's doctor.
Mr. Walker, Lisa's tests show that it isn't just a rash.
Then what is it?
It is a herpes simplex type 2. We need to talk.
Oh my God, I'll go to prison. What'll I do? Everyone's gonna know what I've done. Can't face being locked up. I'll kill myself.
Henry, I am not only your doctor. I am also your friend, or at least I was, you pedophilic freak. I know what's been going on. Lisa told me the whole ugly story about you and your neighbor while I made the tests.
She lied!
No, Henry. I have examined Lisa, and I know she was telling the truth. She has been sexually abused!
Ugh, what a mess. Yes, it's true! Oh, God, how did this ever happen?
Only God can help you, Henry.
Who's this God person? Oh, God! Okay. I never meant for this to happen. It all started when my marriage began falling apart. I lost my job and my wife had to go to work. I started drinking and my wife started pulling away from me. Linda doesn't have any respect for me anymore. I can't even make a decent friend. I guess I fail at life.
Henley, God sees it all. He sees what's happening all over the world. Every home and every secret is open to his eyes. The Bible tells us that nothing is hidden.
Are you telling me God is going to send me to hell for all this?
You are going to hell before this ever happened, Henley.
How can you say a thing like that? I mean, I was a good person until this happened. Now I feel like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I've become like a creature of the night. Creature of the night. But basically, I'm good.
Henley, men love darkness because their deeds are evil! You say you're good, but the Bible tells us that no man is good. No, not one! All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Okay. So I'm going to hell. So what? I've been told that's not so bad. I'll have lots of company. You know, like the former leaders in your country. All my friends will be there.
You don't know what you're talking about, Henry. You bought the lie that hell is going to be one big party. In reality, hell is going to be a never-ending nightmare. A place of screams and utter torment. It's more horrible than you can imagine. You'll be completely aware of the torment surrounding you, in total darkness and absolutely alone, without hope. The Bible says the smoke of their torment will go up day and night, forever and ever. Henley, Jesus spoke more about hell than anyone else, because he wanted us to know that it is a very real place.
Why would God want us to go to hell?
He doesn't. The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Looks like there's no hope for me. First you tell me I'm going to hell, then you say that God doesn't want me there. I just wish I could just reserve a spot in between, like, I don't know, Nixon and Crawley. What am I supposed to believe?
God did something very special for you, Henley. He made a way for you to be with him in heaven, but the choice is up to you. You can either take it or leave it. Jesus left heaven and came to this world to die for you on the cross. He shed his precious, precious blood for you and gave up his life in order to pay the terrible price for your sins. In other words, he took the punishment that you, Henry, deserve. That's God's gift to you. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he will set you free. If you reject God's gift, well, it will only lead to tragedy and eternal damnation. Your family is already being ruined by pornography. The sex crimes are just a side effect. Satan is in control, and you can't stop him on your own. Jesus is your only hope, Henry. There is no other way to heaven or to be set free from the bondage you're under except through Jesus Christ, because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me.
Well, I know you're right, Doctor. I've tried to change on my own, but it's gotten worse. I'm ready to try Jesus. But will he ever be able to help me? If I accept Jesus as my savior, will it last, or will I still have these problems?
Jesus said he would not allow Satan to tempt us beyond what we are able to bear. Jesus knows what you are going through. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all things, such as we were, but without sin. He understands.
Doctor, I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm so ashamed. I don't want to go to hell. Will Jesus forgive someone as rotten as me?
Yes, Henry, he will. If you repent, let us pray.
The two men pray together, and then...
I feel different, Doctor. I feel clean. God has forgiven a horrible wretch like me. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're such a merciful and wonderful God to clean me up. I'm so grateful. It's hard to explain. It's like all the guilt I've been carrying around for so long has been lifted off me. I know I can make it better. I never knew Jesus could be so real.
Yes, now go home.
Henry returns home, a new man, beaming as he walks in the door.
Honey, the most wonderful thing happened today.
You got a job?
What? Hell no. Linda, I found a reason for living, and I've become far more quick and efficient as a side effect. Jesus has turned my life around.
What?
Now I'm going to be the husband and father that God intended me to be.
I can see that something's different, Henry. Great. But what does that do to solve my problems? My life's been a living hell ever since I can remember. It's gotten to the point where I hate you, I hate Lisa, and most of all, I hate myself. Henry, I'm not blind. I know what's been going on. I went through it myself years ago, thanks to my front-pumbling uncle. I just didn't want to believe it was going on in my own home. I can't face it. That's why I stayed from you as much as I did.
But don't you see, Linda? That only made the situation worse.
I know it. But I was so angry, I began taking my frustration out on Lisa. And I really hurt her, Henry. It's like I'm out of control. Something's gotta stop this nightmare because the girls are suffering. I'm afraid Lisa's mind could be scarred for life.
Linda, only Jesus can stop it, but you've got to let him straighten out this mess.
I want to be forgiven too, Henry. How did you pray? Help me to know Jesus.
All right, Linda. I'll pray, and you follow.
Okay.
Henry leads Linda in this ultra-secret child abuse negating prayer, and in 10 minutes later...
Oh, Henry! God has forgiven both of us. I feel like a new person. I love you, and I love Lisa. Will she ever forgive us? We must never hurt her again.
We won't, honey. Thanks to the power of the child abuse negating prayer!
Lisa! Lisa, come here!
Lisa, the couple's 5-year-old daughter, approached, tightly clutching a teddy bear to her chest.
Yes, Mommy?
We've got wonderful news, Lisa. Your daddy and I will never hurt you again.
Really?
Really, honey. We love you, and Jesus does, too.
Excellent!
The end.
Thank you very much, everybody. Now, as you may realize by looking at your clocks, we actually don't have very much time left. And like I said, this is a very special episode of Tractor Fiction. So, this week...
Remember, honey, I love you just a little bit more than Mommy.
This week for the debate, it's an interactive debate. And what I'd like you all to do at home is debate just what is wrong with Jack Chick. I really can't figure it out. I was thinking maybe you guys could. First of all, I have a couple things I do need to let everybody know. First of all, don't molest your children. That's very bad. It personally offends me, so don't do it.
And you go to hell for it for some reason.
No. You go to hell anyway.
I got one thing to say.
And in real life, there is no such thing as a child abuse.
There's something going on this weekend, Friday night.
That's what I was
going to
mention.
14.
Well, hold on. If you feel impure urges, don't molest your children. Instead,
go to
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
That's where you can really let your urges go.
Tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. in Lecture Hall 14.
Except with 5-year-olds.
For more information, go to binghamton.rhps.org. All right, with that being said, thank you. Tractor Fiction will be back next week.
And remember that accepting Jesus means never having to say that, as your doctor, I'm calling the cops.
All right, let me turn it over to Jordan. Jordan. Hello, Frank. Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for listening, everybody. I want everybody to know that next semester, this show will continue, but it won't be on Thursdays, which makes everybody sad. But we are going to have a special, like, fun, goofy show on Monday, this Monday, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're going to go on. I'm probably going to play some clips from old shows, and maybe we'll even do some new stuff. With that being said, we're going to leave you for the Mad Trivia Party's about to start, and we'll take this song, which is, of course, very relevant to the Tractor Fiction we just did.